Okay, we're in the middle of Rav Tavyume's long teretz. Again, you have to not lose the context of the sugya. The sugya wanted to show that there's a machlokes of yedarshin sachis sachir on that. And that was the initial reaction, that that's the machlokes of Rabbeinu Elazar Chachamim. So Rav Tavyume comes along and he says, no. They're not arguing in Yiddash and Sachis. So here they're arguing in four totally independent machlokes. So we're up to the third of the four, right? The third of the four was the machlokes of Hanukkah. If a meicher atzmai manikin loy or a manikin loy, and if meicher atzmai manikin loy or a manikin loy, the Gemara is titled in Gzeres HaKasov. Let's see the Gemara again. It's about 7-8 lines down. My time the Tanakama, the Mamechas, my Emanikin Lai, Miet Rahmana Gabi Machru Bezin Hanik Tanik Lai. Lai Veloi La Mecharatsmai. So the word Lai is Mamayda Mecharatsmai. So who's the one that holds that way? The Chacham Rebbe Elazar. That is. Following along? Right, Lai La Veloi La Mecharatsmai, that's the Chachamim, who say Mecharatsmai doesn't get Hanaka. The Idach, Rav Elazar, Ahum Abaye Lai Lai V'Lai L'Yarshav. So Gemara, yes, Yarshav Amai Lai, Sochek Ariyach Mana, Asach V'Lasa L'Yarshav, Chay P'Lasa L'Yarshav, it's Bistarit, should go to Yarshav. Lai V'Lai L'Bal Chayv. Rav Elazar says a different terence. Lai V'Lai L'Bal Chayv. What does that mean? That means you have the Adain, the Eved, and a Bal Chayv. So the Adain owes money to the Eved. Bal Chayv comes, he says, give it to me. So normally I would think that the Adon should give it to the Bal Chayv. So Kamash Malan, Loi V'Loi Bal Chayvai, Medesriel Om Yamach Reb Nassim. We always hold of Shibud Adir Reb Nassim. The Tanya Om Reb Nassim, Minayin Leisha B'Chavei Reimana, B'Chavei Re'B'Chavei Re, Minayin Shemetzi Mizeh V'Nais L'Zeh, Tamad Loi V'Vid Nassim La'asha Osar Loi. So what's Shibud Adir Reb Nassim? If Ruvain or Shimon owes Levi, so Ruvain pays Levi, Tamad Loi V'Vid Nassim La'asha Osar Loi, Asalai lafuke. So that's Rav Elazar. V'idach and the Chachamim ba'al menami l'Israel on Kerem Nas. Now, first of all, before we get into our sugya, Shibudid Rav Nasim we had last year in Ksuvis Daf Yotes. So just to stop for a couple of minutes, just to review, what is Shibudid Rav Nasim? Ruvain of Shimon owes Levi, so Ruvain owes Levi. Is that a chiddush? Ruvain of Shimon owes Levi. So Levi could go to Ruvain and get it. Chayes Pashit, no? What do I need Shibud Rav Nasan? If somebody owes me money, it's time to pay. So I go to his house. He doesn't have money, so I could take his couch, or I could take his ping pong table, or I could take his diamond ring, or I could take the chayv that someone owes him. Why should that be different than anything else? What? Bezdin does it for me. I can't walk in the tape. Bezdin sends a shliach to be teveya. Right? Bezdin can take from him anything, except they have to leave him enough food for a certain amount of time and enough clothes. But everything else they can take. So that's called misadrin lebal chayv. If somebody owes me money, I have a right to get paid for his assets. So what do I need Rav Nosson for? It's a davar pashut. It's a davar pashut. If somebody owes me money, I can have a lien on all of his assets. So I can take whatever he has. So if somebody owes him money, I can take that too. Isn't it davar pashut? What? What do you mean? What's not specific?
Ruvain
owes Shimon $100. So Shimon owns a chayv. Shimon owns a chayv. So of course Levi can take the chayv.
Levi, I never met you in my life. I don't know from you.
And therefore, I understand. So, but Levi, the fact that Levi.
If there's a specific thing that he owes, then you could say that thing actually belongs to Shimon. But let's say money doesn't belong to Shimon until Reuven gives it to Shimon. So, Levi can't take a specific money.
And the debt has a certain. Shimon owns the debt. He owns the debt that Reuven owes him money. You're here front. There is something specific. If someone owes me money, those are my assets. Anybody who has assets, what do they do today with their money? Today people don't bury it underground. They lend it to people. They lend it to institutions.
So Ruvain,
huh? Ruvain. Levi can walk in and take any of Shimon's assets. And if Shimon has a right to be teveach from Reuven, so then Levi should be able to get the chayiv and whatever the rules of the chayiv are.
So you owe the same rules?
Why not?
Because Reuven has nothing to do with
them. Let's say you owe me money, and it's time to pay. And let's say I can't get a hold, you hid all of your things. But I know that you own 100 shares in a stock. So I have a right to take the 100 shares in the stock. If I know you have a deposit in the bank, I have a right to take the deposit to the bank. So if I know somebody, you lent money to Reuven, so why can't I get Reuven? It should be Pasha I could get Reuven's chayv.
Even if it's not time to pay back,
but it has a value. Right? If somebody owes you $100, payable in a week or in 2 weeks. So it may not be worth $100 today, it's worth $98 today. It's worth something. The chayv should be like, you can't force Reuven to pay early, but you can assume the debt.
Because
you have to pay him back. You didn't pay. If you give it to Levi, you're not paying him back. You have to pay him for it with your own. And then Shimon has to be for Levi. He has a separate name. You're not.
If you give it to Levi, you didn't pay him with Shimon back.
So the fact that
Reuven
could take the debt is
pasht.
The fact that what?
Reuven has to give
all his
money.
You owe me money, and you have a chayv that someone owes you. The fact that I could seize that debt from you should be a double pasht, no?
If I owe you money, then I have to pay you back.
If you owe me money and I sell the debt, then you pay to whoever I sell it to. Right? And if you owe me money and I owe someone money, why should that be any different?
Because he's actually acquiring. By selling it, he's acquiring it. By selling it, he's acquiring the claim. He's acquiring that claim.
So isn't that pashut that I could acquire the chayv? So I'll acquire the chayv. Just like if you have a diamond ring, I could acquire your diamond ring. So if you have a chayv, I could acquire your chayv. If you have karka, I could acquire your karka. Why is this any different than every asset?
One person owing another person owing another, and someone claiming from the original person, what acquisition is being made? There's no acquisition.
I'm acquiring debt. Debt has a certain value. No, you know, it's a bond market. You know what a bond market is? Bonds. What is bonds? Bonds are chayv. The bond market is chayvus. You lend money to the MTA, so you get an MTA bond. If you owe money to a city, you get a city bond. You owe money to federal government, you get a federal government bond. And what is a bond? A bond is debt. It has a value. The Torah recognizes value.
You don't
want
to deal with that type of person.
What?
You
don't have to deal with him.
You
might have that person for reason. See, that's really, the Pnei Yeshua and Agamara says, and we had this in Ksubis from, I don't know who, from others, that the fact the fact that Levi could seize the debt is taka pashut, that you don't need Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson's chiddush is that it becomes a new debt from Reuven to Levi, and Shimon is out of the picture. To the extent that if Shimon is going to be Michael the Chayiv, it won't be Chav. Shibud de Reb Nosson creates a direct debt from Reuven to Levi. To the extent that if Shimon is going to go now and he's going to be Michael the Chayiv, so the Mechila is not Chav. He's out of the picture. Now that's a big chiddush. Because Pashtus, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So Mele Levi gets it. Rav Nosson's chiddush is that Shimon gets squeezed out of the picture. That Shimon is halacha out of the picture. There's another nafkamina, a much bigger nafkamina. If, let's say, again, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So they do Shibud Rav Nosson. Levi sends Reuven a letter from Beis Din. Levi, Shimon owes me money, and I'm seizing with Rishus of Beis Din. Levi, you have to pay Reuven. Okay. Now, what happens if Levi goes and he pays Shimon? Levi went, he gave the money to Shimon. He was supposed to give it to Reuven, and he gave it to Shimon. Who does Reuven go and schlep to Beis Din? What? Again, Levi schlepping someone to Beis Din. Does Levi schlep Reuven to Beis Din or Shimon? Right. Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. So Levi's Teveya. So Reuven paid Shimon the Chayv. Reuven said, listen, I borrowed it from Shimon, I'm giving it to Shimon. So the Taz says that Levi takes Reuven to Bez. He doesn't have to schlep Shimon to Bez, the one he lent money to. Once you make Shibud Rav Nosson, Levi and Reuven become Balei Dvarim, the two outside people. Notice Levi has a right to schlep Reuven to Bez, because Shimon's out of the picture because of Shibud Rav Nosson. Shibud Rav Nosson, the chiddush of Shibud Rav Nosson is that the middle person is out of the picture. If Reuven, it's his choice, he doesn't have to be Tevel Levi's Chayiv. But if he goes to Bez and he says, listen, I know Levi owes money, I know Reuven owes Shimon money, and I want to assume that Chayiv, and Bez grants it to him, then now Levi and Reuven are the Balei Dinim. What? That's what Pnei Yeshua is saying. Pnei Yeshua is saying that without Shibud Rav Nosson, there's a din Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi has a right to say the debt that Reuven owes you, I want to get. But Shimon would still be the Baal Dover. What? The Pnei Yeshua is saying that Levi and Reuven are Balei Dinim. That this Taz also holds that Levi, it's the same as you said as the Pnei Yeshua, that Levi and Reuven are Balei Dinim. Levi and Reuven become the Balei Dover.
Reuven,
oh, that's also true. That's another nafkamina that comes from it. It's true. The Tumim says that if you do Shibud Rav Nosson, and Reuven tells Shimon, listen, I don't want to go running after Levi, you go run after him. Shimon has a right to say, look, you went to Bezdin, you took over the debt, you be my triach. If Levi tells Bezdin, I want to be Tevea, the debt Reuven owes to Shimon, and Bezdin grants it to him, now it's a dintaira between Reuven and Levi. Levi can't tell Shimon, look, you go run after him. No, Shimon says, I'm out of the picture. You took over the debt, it becomes the debt to you, and that's that. What? Shibud Rav Nosson, you don't really have to go to Bezdin. If they all agree, then it does the same thing. Probably just Reuven and Shimon. I don't think you need Ma'am Mishlash. Reuven and Shimon have to agree. Levi would have to be notified, or else he can't be held responsible. Levi and Shimon, yeah. I'm sorry. Levi and Shimon have to agree, and they have to notify Reuven. So the chiddush of Zok to Pnei Yeshua, the chiddush of Shibud Rav Nosson is not that he could be Tevei Rechayv, that of course he could do. The chiddush is that it's a direct din Torah between the two outsiders, and Shimon is Lav Bal Davarim, he becomes Ois Bal Davar. That's the chiddush of Shibud Rav Nosson. I guess there would be enough kamina too, that if Levi is Michael Reuven, it's also Chal. Levi could say, I'm Michael Reuven Dechayv. Because now he becomes a Bal Davar. It could be Michael, and he changes his mind. It's too late. He's Michael already. If Reuven was prayed to Shimon, Shimon has no right to take the money. That's right. He's out of the picture. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Yisoid. Now that's the Yisoid in Shibud Rav Nosson. And I think if you look back in Ksuvus Daf Yotes, which is the main sugi of Shibud Rav Nosson, we probably spent a whole shiur on this. Because the side of Shibud Rav Nosson is that the middle person becomes Ois Bal Davar, and the two outer people are Balei Dvarim. That's the side. Now, regarding our Gemara, there's one big kasha on the Gemara, and it really lives in the first three lines of Taisus V'Idach. The kasha is that our Gemara says that the Chachamim do not hold like Rav Nosson, and Rav Elazar does hold of Shibud Rav Nosson. The problem, therefore, is that the Chachamim and Rav Eliezer, who do we paskin like? Paskin like the Chachamim. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. Right? The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that the Nimker Meicher Atzmai does not get Hanukkah and Shifcha. And Sheish Al Yisrael Sheish, and was the one I'm missing? And Yitzia, so we pass like the Chachamim. If we pass like the Chachamim, we should not pass in Shibud Rav Nosson. So the big kasha on this Gemara is, how is it that we pass in Shibud Rav Nosson, The Rambam paskin shibud the Rav Nosson, and the Rambam also paskins like the Chacham of Rebbe Eliezer. Our Gemara says that Rebbe Eliezer is the one who holds the shibud the Rav Nosson, and the Chachamim don't hold the shibud the Rav Nosson. That's really Tosfos Kashya in the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos ve'idach pirish tanakama ba'al manami le'sfir like Rav Nosson. Mekan medagdikin de'ein halacha k'Rav Nosson. From this Gemara, they proved that the halacha is not shibudah de Rav Nosson. The Rav Elazar v'Rabbanan pligid Rav Nosson, Rav Elazar de Shmuti, who savuk Rav Nosson, v'halacha k'Rabbanan. So Tosfos is saying that from our Gemara, it's mashu, we don't pass in shibudah de Rav Nosson. So everyone asks on the Rambam that the Rambam passes like the Chachamim, and he passes shibudah de Rav Nosson. It's a stira in the Rambam. So there are many terutzim to this kasha. Stira is the Rambam. Pnei Yeshua says, but for his words, he says the Rambam does not paskin like Rav Nosson. All the Rambam says is that if Reuven knows Shimon and Shimon knows Levi, Levi come on ayin dechayv. According to Pnei Yeshua, you don't need Rav Nosson for that. That if Reuven knows Shimon and Shimon knows Levi, Levi come ayin dechayv. That's pashit. Rav Nosson is telling us big chidushim that Shimon can't be Michael. And that he could say about the farm didiyah at the outside people, so that it could be the Rambam does not paskin like. The Rambam only says that if Reuven knows Shimon, Shimon knows Levi can be teverachay. To go zavayt to say shibudah Rav Nosson, the way Pnei Yeshua is learning, that the middleman is out and it's an entire between the two outsiders, that we have no raya from the Rambam that the Rambam means that. So Pnei Yeshua says it could be taka the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Nosson. Because Shibud Rav Nosson is this extra knach, and it could be the Ram doesn't pass him like it. So this is the Pnei Yeshua, the way he learns Shibud Rav Nosson and the Shita Saran. There's another teretz on the Shita Sarambam. How could the Rambam paskin like Shibud Rav Nosson and also pass like the Chachamim? And that is the teretz of the Ritva. Ritva holy answers that our entire sugya, I tried to point out to you when we started the sugya, our whole sugya, this whole Rav Tavyumi, this whole speech of Rav Tavyumi from the middle of Yudal and Beis, the middle of Tezvam and Aleph, is all coming that they don't argue in Sachir. Sachir, we have a whole pshat. La'halacha, they do argue in Sachir Sachir. Why do you have to make this whole shetel of Rav Tavyumei? The Gemara started that Rav Elazar and Chachamim argue if you make a hekesh Sachir Sachir or not. Rav Tavyumei said no, maybe not. Then he gave this whole thing. Lahalacha, we paskin, they do argue in Sachir Sachir. And mainly this whole shetel of the Gemara is not lahalacha. And mainly there's no kash on the Rambam. So if you learn up the sugya that way, which is a very glad way to learn Gemara, that Rav Tavyumi is only going on one side, you know, passing like that, then the whole kasha falls off. And would answer Tysus kasha. Tysus apparently doesn't hold like the ritual. It would answer Tysus as well. Tysus apparently holds that we do pass like Rav Tavyumi is a kimta. This whole Gemara. Okay, let's get back to the lumdis of Hanukkah from yesterday. What is the lumdis of Hanukkah? So I told you yesterday the Mishlo Melech has two ways to learn Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? What is this tip that you give an Eved when the Eved goes free? You can learn two ways. You can learn it's a din schiras. It's a part of his pay. It's a din schiras. It's a part of his pay. And it's a din mamon. It's a regular din mamon that the Torah obligates you to pay, and you have to pay Hanukkah. The other way to learn was that it's a din tzedakah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like tzedakah. This Torah gave you a mitzvah to give this person money. You have Nebuch, a guy who worked for you so many years, and now he's going starting his life again. So it's a mitzvah to give him a gift. According to the first way, it's a chashim mishpatikadin. It's a chashim mishpatikadin mamin. According to the second way, it's like a yeredeyadin, like tzedakah, like peya, like a shechem peya. nafkamina. So we had yesterday, I think, 4 nafkaminas. One nafkamina was if you could be teveya in Bezdin. If the Eved could take him to Bezdin, say, Bezdin, force him to pay me. If you learn it's a chayshim mishpatikadin, that he has to pay. So then it's a chayshim mishpatikadin, he has to pay me. So you can take him to Bezdin, he owes me money, I worked for him, he owes me hanukkah. If, however, you learn it's a mitzvah tzedakah, so Bezdin doesn't force people to do mitzvahs. In certain cases, Bezdin does, certain not, but certainly the Eved has no tfiyah. The Eved's not somebody, if Eved says, force him to do a mitzvah, you force him to do a mitzvah. What's your business? If he does the mitzvah, he does the mitzvah. Can I only take an usher to Bezdin and say, force him to give tzedakah? Can't take him to Bezdin. Right. It's true. But I thought he can. If it's a mitzvah, he doesn't want to do a mitzvah. He's a rasha. He doesn't want to do a mitzvah. Can't be teveya for him. What? So there's a machlay. Machlay's rishayim. If Bezdin kaifim al tzedakah, like the Rambam and the Rashba, this is enough kamina. Now, like the Rambam holds kaifim al mitzvah, you're right. This would be enough kamina, like the Rashba holds kaifim al tzedakah. If you don't say kaifim. Alright, it's stuff. You'd be right. You see, you're right. If kaifin al mitzvahs will force him. But that doesn't take away. I'm trying to illustrate the nafkamina. It's still, the nafkamina is still true nafkamina. Are they kaifin because kaifin al mitzvahs, or are they kaifin because it's a chayish mishpat kedem? Would they take away, is there shibud from his nechasa? If kaifin al mitzvahs, then they force him to do it. They put pressure on him to do it, but they don't take it away from him. This was one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, someone suggested yesterday, was leisalim. If you wait overnight, are you over batalim? You're not over batalim. If you hold that it's a chayshim mishpat tzchiras, then you're over batalim. If you hold that it's a mitzvah, so there's no batalim. It's reason magdimah lemitzvahs, but it's not batalim. There's no lav. So those were 2 nafkaminas that were outside the Gemara. The 3rd nafkamina was the Gemara's nafkamina, Leiv Alo Liyarshav. If I have a mitzvah to give the Eved money, and he dies, do I have to give it to his Yarshim? If it's a Chayshim Mishpatikadin of Sechirus, so then I have to give it to his Yarshim, just like if I owe him wages, I have to give it to his Yarshim. So the Hanukkah is also wages. And if it's a tzedakah dikadin, just because I wanted to give someone a tzedakah and he dies, I don't have to give it to his children. I give it to anybody I want. I don't have to give it to his kids. So Yerusha had a promise of tzedakah. So that would be a 3rd nafkamina. We said yesterday, Rav Shmuel said, that's totally in the Girsa in the Gemara. Our Girsa in the Gemara is Yarshav Amai Loi Sacha Kari Rachmana. Our Girsa in the Gemara is it's a din moment. No question. The Gra takes these words out. Could be he takes them out because it's a din mitzvah. But Akapana, this is the 3rd nafkamina. The 4th nafkamina would seem to be Shibuda de Rav Nosson. Before any Gzeres HaKasas, is a Shar Shibuda de Rav Nosson on this. If you hold that it's a schiras, I owe him money, so shayach shibudah de Rav Nosson. I owe him anaka, and he owes his baal chayv, so it is shayach shibudah de Rav Nosson. If you hold that it's not a chayv, it's just a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah to give him money, so there can't be shibudah de Rav Nosson on that. What kind of shibudah de Rav Nosson is there on what? Shibudah de Rav Nosson on my mitzvah to give him money? Of course, Levi can be Teveya. No question. So since our Gemara says Shibudah de Rav Nosson applies, not for example, because of Levi Levi Achayvai, Pashtus, our Gemara is saying it's a Din Mamon. Okay, these are the 4 nafkaminas that we had yesterday. When do you have to give the Hanukkah? When is the Chayachi of Hanukkah? The last minute he's an Eved or the first minute he's free? When is the Chiyav Hanukkah? Is it the last minute he's an Eved, or is it the first minute he's free? When does the Chiyuv start? Huh? What? Which way? At the last minute of his work? Is it the last minute of his work? If it's what? Well, the last minute when he ends his work. You mean there is no last second of work, because then he still has time to work. And if he doesn't finish his work, he doesn't get it. Okay, I'll tell you the nafkamina and you'll see what I mean. If you have an Amav Riyah. Now normally Amav Riyah goes out at what age? No. Normally at 12 when she has Shtei Simanim. And she's called a Nara. A Nara, her money goes still to her father till she's 12 and a half. So there would be no question a normal Amav Riyah, her father gets Hanukkah. Her money. Because it doesn't matter if she's entitled to it the last minute of her work, it goes to her father, or the first minute after she has Shtei Saris, it still goes to the father. No shayla. It would be a shayla if you have an Elanis. An Elanis goes out, she at 12 she doesn't have Shtei Saris. So she goes out straight into Bagrus. Whatever age she goes out of Avdus, she goes straight to being her own person. So the Mishnah Melech says we could clear who gets her Hanukkah. Right? The last minute she's working before she goes out, before she has Simon Eilanis, the last minute she's working, she still belongs to the father. The minute she gets Simon Eilanis, she's a Baigris, she doesn't belong to her father. So if you learn, how do you understand? The Hanukkah goes to the father, don't go to the father. It's part of her work, or it's post-work, it's after her work. It's like, comes with the end of the work, or it's something after the work. Why can't I say to Mr. Give it to the Father? A regular Mavriya certainly goes to the Father, Hanukkah. The question is here. Why? Okay, but an Amav Riya you buy from the father. The father sells, so the father gets it back.
How are we going to know what this is? She was told that the angel was 18, she didn't have so many hours yet.
Alright, so Taisa said, we'll fix it with Mafreya. That's what Taisa said about him now. You're right, we'll have to go back to Mafreya and adjust it.
Okay. But and
She it would be a Safik. Could she be sold in a Safik? That's your question.
15,
so she can't be sold. Taisa there was not she can't be. Otherwise you have Echatim at 20. The other Rishonim Be'er said that she could be sold. But
when you send them out,
yeah.
Then
it's
kind of regular.
Okay, how to dash and psukim on our own, but it's totally if it's chirus or not. If it's chirus, if it's pay for her work, if Hanukkah is pay for her work, it goes to the father. Because all the pay for her work goes to her father. If Hanukkah is pay for what she worked, then it goes to the father. It should be totally in there. If Hanukkah is a mitzvah, it's a gift. So then it could be like you say, it's something you do after you go free. Then you give a gift. All right. So then it will go to the bagrus, to the bagrus.
You know,
so this would be another nafkamina. What? It doesn't matter when you actually physically give it, it matters when you have to give it. If the person prepays something, it doesn't change its sin. We're saying it does matter. We're saying that's what it depends on. Well, it's the same thing. The question isn't when she goes out. When she goes out, she has somebody else and she goes out. It doesn't matter when she physically takes possession, right? It matters when this chayv is. With this case, the Mishnah Melech is clarifying in this case. He didn't mean when she physically gets it. She means when the chiyuv is to give it to her. Now, although our Gemara is mashma to din mamin, there's no shaila. There are two rais from our Gemara to din mamin. The Gemara says it's serious and it goes to yarshin. That's one raya that the Gemara takes away from us, that raya. The second raya is from shibudu de Rav Nosson. The Gemara says it's shaya shibudu de Rav Nosson. There's also raya to din mamin. Nevertheless, it seems clear that the Rambam Shita is that it's a din mitzvah. That's not a din mamin. It's a din mitzvah. Side the stipler and side the Berakhas Avraham say, and we'll see soon it's really a shach, that the Rambam Shita is that it's a din mitzvah. And there are three rayas to this. Actually, four rayas. Four rayas. The first, the easiest raya is from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I don't know if any of you ever looked in the Sefer HaMitzvahs or the Rambam. The Chinuch, I'm sure you saw. The Chinuch counts the mitzvahs in what order? In the order of Parshiyas HaTorah. It goes in the order of the Chumash. The mitzvahs that say in Bereishis, then Shmais, then Vayikra. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs goes by topic. It's very hard to find which mitzvah you're looking for. It goes by topic. In other words, he starts with things that have to do with Emunah. Emunah b'Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. And then he goes through different topics. Then he goes through topics of Chesed. Tzedakah, Peah, lecture of Peah, goes through topics of Chesed. And then he goes through topics of Dinei Maminis. When he goes through topics of Dinei Maminis, he brings Dinei Eved Ivri. The mitzvah of Hanukkah is found not with the Dinei Maminis. It's found Mesudr, in mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Vav, with the mitzvahs of Chesed, with Tzedakah. The mashmois of the order of the Rambam is that Hanukkah is a type of Chesed, it's a type of Tzedakah. It's certainly the mashmois of the Rambam. Now, it's not a technical raya, but it's l'chayre, it's a certainly a strong mashmois. What? If it's well with the chinuch who said that we learn from here, he's supposed to tip, but if it's well, it's not a problem, right? If it's well, it's not a proof. We never prove things from Tamei HaMitzvah. Tamei HaMitzvah, the Chinuch says, to give it time, to give it taste. It's not, you don't prove things from reasons, but the Mashmois, it fits well. The second Raya, the Mishnah Melech is Medayik from the Rambam, that even after the Hanukkah comes to the Eved's hand, the Eved, the Baal Chayiv, still can't take it away from the Eved. That even after someone gave the Eved his Hanukkah, and he already has in his hands his money now, he could do whatever he wants. He could spend it on ice cream, he could put it in the bank, do whatever he wants. That money that came to his hand, his Baal Chayiv can't manai. Now that is a very big chiddush. Mishmael says, what do you mean? Once it comes to him, so it's not Hanukkah anymore. Once you give it to him, it's his money. His money. Why can't his Baal Chayiv manai his money? What? Even if? Therefore? So therefore it's a raya that what? You mean the mashmoy should be that you could be, well, the Gemara says loy v'loy Baal Chayiv. Gemara says, I would think he could manai Shibud Rav Nosson, loy v'loy Baal Chayiv. The Rambam understands that miyut of loy v'loy Baal Chayiv is so much that even after he gets it, the Baal Chayiv can't take it. Why shouldn't the Baal Chayiv take it from him? But otherwise not. It has Rashi Mashma. He says it's the Adam. It's not like the Rambam. The Rambam says even if he gets it, you can't. Why not? Where do you find such a thing that once a person got it, you can't? So to Mishnah Lomelech, you know where you find it? In Hilchos Tzedakah. If you give an ani tzedakah, the Baal Chayiv can't take it away from him. If he chooses, he could pay his Baal Chayiv. But if I give an ani tzedakah, the Baal Chayiv can grab it away. He can spend it on food or whatever I want him to spend it on. But if you have a poor person, he owes a lot of money, and he can't afford to take his kids on a trip, he can't afford to send his kids to camp. So a good friend says, you know what, I'll give you money, so you should be able to send your kids to camp. So the Baal Chayt comes, he says, oh, now you have the money, I'll take it from you. The halacha is not that way. By tzedakah, if you give tzedakah to someone, the Baal Chayt can't take it. Zok Mishal HaMelech, if Hanukkah is like tzedakah, so it's very good. Hanukkah is like tzedakah, so the Rambam makes a lot of sense. Even after the Eved gets it, the Baal Chayt can't grab it away from him. It's the second raya in Shita Sarama. The third raya is in the stipler. It's Simin Yutes Ois Gimel. I'm not going to go through the whole way it evolves in the stipler, but bottom line, the stipler brings that by an Omevriya who's entitled to Hanukkah, if her father dies, she doesn't have to give the Hanukkah to the brothers. Normally the brothers Yarshin. When the father dies, the brothers Yarshin. If somebody owed the father money and the father died, so now they owe it to the children. Right? Any time a man dies and he's owed money, so they owe it to the children. Old money is owed to the children. The Hanukkah, if the man dies, if the father dies, the girl doesn't have to give it to her brother. She doesn't have to give it to her brother. When she gets the Hanukkah, she could keep it. So the stipler asks, why? Why not? Why isn't like every Yerusha? If the Rambam holds that it's tzedakah, then it's very good. If it's a chayiv, then avada, the brother should yarshin. If it's a matana, tzedakah, it's a tzedakah that they don't yash. So then it's good. So these are three rayas that the Rambam holds that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. The loy kepashtus sugyan, which pashtus of our sugya is that it's a chayiv. Yeah. Now, to top this all off, if we hold it, the Rambam holds it to mitzvah, we're going to gain one more thing, which is really a shach. We're going to learn Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Let's get back to the kasha of Taisus. How could you paskin shibud to Rav Nosson and paskin like the Chachamim? Gemara says Chacham don't hold up Rav Nosson. That was the Taisus kasha, which we said is shirah the Rambam. Rambam paskin shibud to Rav Nosson and he paskin like the Chachamim. How could you have both? And for the shach is simen pei vav ois gimel. He rather brings the Ritva's teretz I told you earlier. The shach answers that shibuda the Rav Nosson by chay vais, everyone holds of that Ruvein knows Shimon, Shimon knows Levi. Well, that Ruvein pays Levi. Everyone holds of. Our Gemara is talking: is there shibuda the Rav Nosson by money which is owed for a mitzvah? That's gufra machlekes in our sugya. Hanukkah is money that's owed for a Maisa Mitzvah. Is there Shibuddha Derab Nasin by money that's owed for a Maisa Mitzvah? Chachamim Les Lahu Derab Nasin means they don't hold of Shibuddha Derab Nasin by such money which is not a Chayiv, but is money owed for a Mitzvah. So Memeila, that's our Sugya. Not the Pashtus the Gemara, right? Not the Pashtus the Gemara. But he says the argument here is that the Shibuddha Derab Nasin applies in this case. And Mamela, it's Dafka in this case, and Mamela, it's nothing to do with every other case of Shibuddha Derab Nosson. So Mamela, the Kasha, the whole difficulty falls off. And again, all based on the fact that the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah and not that it's a chayv mamon. What? The Ritva? Right. That also answers that kasha. That's so the shach brings that teretz.
So I come out that the Rambam this whole gemara here on Yom Kippur is
I wanted to point that out also. If what we're ending up with, and I say ending, I'm really using the term loosely, because Hanukkah is going to come up again. the block to come. What we're ending up is the machlaikis, the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah, and who holds it's mammon? The Gemara. It's like a machlaikis, the Gemara, and the Rambam. A very funny kind of machlaikis. Right? The Rambam seems to hold it's a mitzvah. We have four makairis. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah. Who holds it's mammon? I didn't really say any Rishon's name. I just said the Gemara. Gemara seems to say, it's hard to have machlaikis, the Gemara, and the Rambam, right? But Ritva said that this whole Rav Tavyumi, this whole Gemara, is Shalei Aliba de Helchasa. That we paskin, they argue, Darshinan Safiya Safiya, Aloy Darshinan Safiya Safiya. So it could be the Rambam is made, the Rav Tavyumi learns that way. But La Halacha doesn't have to do with Halacha. Could be. But Akaponim, this is the bottom line. We'll come back in Mitzvah Shem and Taftazai into this, in Yenav Hanaka. All right, so we covered three out of Rav Tavyumi's four things. Let's do the fourth and final one. My Tama de Tanakama de Amar Mai Charatzmai. Got it? Almost halfway down the page. My Tama de Tanakama de Amar Mai Charatzmai. Ein Rabbi Mai Splash of Kananis. The last Machlaikis. What was the last Machlaikis? By Mai Charatzmai, does the Rebbe have a right, the Adin have a right to give him a Shifra Kananis? So the Gemara says, you know what they argue in? The following. A different miyat. Miyat rachman agabi maru bez im hadayin av yitein loy isha loy loy l'may charatzmai. It's a miyat. Dadi he give him an isha and not a may charatzmai. Who holds that way? The chachamim. Chachamim hold may charatzmai. No shifcha kananis. Idach. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Loy bal karchai. He had a chiddush. What does that mean? Loi bal karchi means what? I would have thought, if it didn't say loi, I would have thought that what? That you could only give an eved ivri a shifra kananis if he's agreeable to it. So what's the chiddush in that? If he's agreeable to it? If he agrees to marry someone, you can give anybody to marry. I mean, a big deal. if they agree to marry, huh? She's a shifcha. What's the chiddush? She can marry a shifcha. She's a yid. He's marrying a shifcha. So that's the mashma from this gemara. That what? If not for loy bal korcha, I would think he could do it only voluntarily. What's the chiddush? She could do it voluntarily. Is a yid marrying a shifcha? The shayla is a yid who's not an eved allowed to marry a shifcha kananis min ha'Torah. That question, you're saying, well, yeah, Kadesh, the Kadesha, that it's true. If you look in the Targum Onkelos of the Pasuk Lo'i Kadesha, that he teaches Kadesha meaning a Shifcha Kananis. That this is a deraisa for a year to marry a Shifcha Kananis. However, To marry Bibayel, I don't know if the word marry is even appropriate, but to live with a Shifcha Kananis. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Hilchis Avodim brings the sheet of the Marashdam Bekavonas Arambam. The Marashdam says that there's no issa deraisa for a yid to marry a Shifcha. No such thing. There's no issa deraisa for a yid to marry a Shifcha. Kadesha means a zayna, a woman who's mufkeres lesnos, a professional zayna, and outside of that, there's no makar. He says in Shas that a person is also b'shevcha, that a yid is. He says midrabanan chinami, midrabanan is an issa drabanan to marry a shevcha, but min atayra there's no issa deraisa to marry a shevcha. Any guy, the truth is that the Rambam Shita is Nistami not marry a guy. He learns Pshat in the Gemara in the fourth parak that the pasuk that As is taking from the Shiva Amimim, that pasuk refers not only to the Shiva Amimim, but it refers to all guys, the Rambam Shita is. That. See, that's a good question. It's this Kedushin types. I don't know. You would have to see the Marashdam. But he says there's no Isabiyah, certainly. You talking about Shifchik? Yeah, Shifchik. Shifchik Nanis, who's a Jew, as a Din of a Yid, right? She's. What? Marjim Marzima means that it's there's nothing to do with this. That means somebody has Shvach in the house, going to bring some us in the house. The Mufkaris is Nus. She's Mazan, right? So if you want to marry her, make sure she's not Mazan. What are you going to do? It says Marva Basa, Marva Rima. There are plenty of people that are Marva Basa. It doesn't seem to stop people.
What makes her ship over regular
guy? What?
What makes her ship over regular guy? The fact that you pay money for it?
Well, Shifa Knanis is Mukhiv Mish. She's Taifel Hashem Geris. She's Mukhiv Mitzvah Kiisha. She's Nisha. She's Mukhiv Mitzvah like a Shifa.
What's that? Someone has to pay for her?
Yid Border, yeah.
Someone has to pay.
Now, the Chiddush of Marashtam is a Chiddush. The Mishlo Melech Tainis from our Gemara. That our Gemara is mashmal, I'm not like him. This is a makar to Aser. You have to listen why. Because since you need a pasuk, loy v'loy bal karchai. It means if it didn't say loy, then it says, imadon avitin loy isha. What's the chiddush? Voluntarily. What's the chiddush that the Adin can give him voluntarily an isha? Or Mishnah Sasachir, what's the chiddush you can give him an isha voluntarily? He says the chiddush is, because normally a yid is also b'shifcha. If you learn like the Targum, that a yid is also b'shifcha, so that it makes sense. Pashit is a chiddush that you can give a shifcha, and loy v'loy v'akarcha is telling you you can even give a v'akarcha. So you have the two chiddushim. V'loy v'marashdam, what are the two chiddushim? So he says, Agamara is a makar that normally a yid is also b'shifcha. It's an indirect makar, but it's a makar. The Mishlumelch is a kasha on the marashdam. Now listen to the kasha carefully. I'd like you to have a teretz. All right? He asks, "What does the Marashdam say? Mina Torah, anybody can marry a shivcha. The Rabbanan asked it. Frekt the Mishlo Melech. In Eved Ivri is a regular yid, right? Eved Ivri is a full fledged yid. He's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. They rise to the Rabbanan everything. If the Rabbanan asked it, a shivcha kananis mid Rabbanan." So why didn't they ask her that an Eved Ivri also can't marry a Shifcha Kananis? He's mechuyev in all the Rabbanans. So if the Rabbanan, if you're going to say Mina Torah, Eved Ivri, a Shifcha, anybody can marry a Shifcha. The Rabbanan said a Yid not allowed to marry a Shifcha. So why didn't the Rabbanan ask her an Eved Ivri to marry a Shifcha? Of course, we had the Tazis Yisayid. The Mishlemech is this cash. We had the Tazis Yisayid. That's something the Torah says explicitly, straight out, the Rabbanan can't answer. Rabbanan can answer things, but they don't can't answer something the Torah says beferish. Right? The case was, the Rabbanan answered doing business with Schaira, with Macholes Asuris. You're not allowed to be in the Chaza food business. But Nevela, the Rabbanan didn't answer. So why not? It says beferish in the Torah that I machol anachri. That you can sell it to a guy. If the Torah says beferish neveli, you can sell it to a guy. Rabbanan couldn't answer. What's mafurish in the Torah? The Rabbanan don't answer. So, according to that Taz, as you say, it would answer this kasha. Again, the kasha was if you hold that the Rabbanan asked a shifcha onto an eved ivri, why did they answer? If you hold the Rabbanan asked a shifcha onto a yid, why did they answer onto an eved ivri? There it is, because that's mafurish b'kras. That was mafurish b'kras. Rabbanan can't ask.
But we said also that an eved ivri changes status. It's not a regular yid.
No, eved ivri is a regular yid. The full
fledged yid. It's a regular
yid, but it's of an eved ivri. Comes with a tzias of an eved ivri. All right, but generally, Surim should apply.
So maybe
the one is just okay. The truth is, you're right. The Lamaisa doesn't apply. By Meicher Atzmai, we said Meicher Atzmai, we passed it to Chachamim, Ein Rabbi Baisalai Shifcha Kananis. I mentioned to you yesterday, the Ritvah Shita, is that Ein Rabbi Baisalai Shifcha Kananis, but if he wants, he can take one voluntarily. If he wants, he can take one voluntarily. Mishnah Melech says that Ritvah is mashma like the Marashdam. What do you mean you can take it voluntarily? If it's an Isser, you take it voluntarily. says Mashir Ritva held that there's no be'etzem isser on marrying a shifcha. Meila, if you want, you can take it voluntarily. I don't think it's 100% mukhrach in the Ritva, but I'm telling you what the Mishlamal says. Mishlamal says that in the Ritva, that the Ritva taka holds that. Let's finish the Gemara. The Idach, how does he know loyvel after lebal karfai? B'chi mishna sasachin after the tag. Mishna sasach avat sasachir ena oivet ala b'yay. Evid ivri eva b'yay b'yay b'yay. So what does it mean that evid ivri works at night? V'chi sayla daitash evid ivri oivet b'yay 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 b'yay. Like dynamic, he tavla imach, imach b'michael, imach b'mishna. And Evan Ivri, you have to treat him like a king. He's got to eat like you and drink like you. So what's going on? That's how I know that he could do it by night. V'idach imahasim afim minahani milim b'dayte. They're voluntarily. Avokachem alay kamash malon. So this is the end of Rav Tav Yumei, and we're ending up that we have no proof that anybody doesn't dash in Sachis Sachir, so the Gemara goes on, Elaman Tana, the loyal of Sachis Sachir. We're going to have again a long series of Yafusais, which again, listen, we're going to do Evid Ivri, but you have Evid Ivri is not like the beginning of Kedushin. Beginning of Kedushin, you could have three lines, a sugya of Kaddish B'Malva or Shavapruta B'Mardai, and you could talk about it for a week. You know, here it's long yafuses. You guys have to buckle down and just keep on moving with the yafuses of the Gemara. And it's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll get into the. We'll be ready. Finish the Gemara at least down to the bottom.